6. Amen. Say amen if you have your Bibles.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. I thank you, Father, for everyone under the sound of my voice right now. And Father, I pray that they will have open ears to hear your word. I pray, Heavenly Father, that they will have an open heart to receive your word. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. And we understand, Father God, that man shall not and cannot live by bread alone, but we must live by every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can maybe exist, but not truly live. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for your anointing and call upon my life to minister this word. And Father, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen with me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, 2 weeks ago, I began a subject called Don't Faint, Fight. Okay? Don't faint, fight.
Amen.
Amen. And of course, we're not talking about fighting each other. Amen. We're not talking about fighting each other. But in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, it says for us to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. But we are told to fight the good fight of faith. Not turn and run, we're told to fight.
Amen.
Amen. Matter of fact, we're told to stand our ground and fight the good fight of faith because life has its challenges. Amen. And the challenges are not by chance. We have to understand that there are forces of darkness out there that are against us, and they want to defeat us on every hand. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen. Now, I realize some folks don't believe there's a devil. Matter of fact, some don't believe there's a God. But I'm here to tell you, just because you don't believe doesn't mean that he don't exist, because he does exist. Amen. And you can say, I don't believe there's a devil, but that don't change a thing. He's still there. Hallelujah. He's still there. And he's not on our side, is he?
No,
he's not on our side. Amen. So that's the reason we are told to fight the good fight of faith, not to faint and throw in the towel and give up, but to fight the good fight of faith. Now, also, we went to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Galatians, chapter 6. And we read verse 9. And it says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Let me read that again. Glory to God. And I hope you have that marked in your Bible or highlighted if you have a tablet or whatever. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 again. It says, and let us not grow weary while doing good. Why would we grow weary? Why? Well, it's the reason I said earlier, there's always opposition. There's always something there that will try to hinder us in our walk with the Lord. Amen? Praise God. But we're told not to grow weary. But look at what else it says. For in due season, look at someone and say, I have a season. Hallelujah. Look at that same person and tell them, say, my season's coming. Amen. Now, you know, the truth of the matter is your season may already be here. You may be walking in that, walking in the blessings of God, and that's a good thing. You hear me? I said, that is a good thing. That is a blessed thing. But if you are being challenged right now, don't get discouraged. Don't become discouraged. Amen. For in due season, we shall reap if. Uh-oh, there's an if there. There's an if there. In due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. If we do not lose heart. Now, I know I've ministered a lot on this. But you'd be surprised how many believers in churches around the world that's really hearing the Word of God, they're hearing the Word of God, and they're saying amen to the Word of God. Some may be shouting and dancing because of the Word of God. But as soon as they leave the church and get back in their homes or get back in their families or whatever, they go right back to the old place that they were. They begin to talk negative, living in fear, speak in fear. And they just left church saying amen and glory to God, to the Word of God. But as soon as they get away, things change. They slip back into the old way of doing things. How many of you know we got to change? Amen. The Christian life is all about change. Amen. When you got saved, there was a change that took place. You were on your way to hell. Amen. But you gave your life to Jesus Christ. He came in and saved you and forgave your sins. You repented of your sins. Hope you did. Repented of your sins. And guess what? A change took place. You was going in one direction, and now you're going in a totally opposite direction because you made a decision to change. Amen. You made a decision to change. That's what the Christian life is about, change. If you're born, let me tell you something. If you're born again, if you confess Christ as your Lord and Savior, there should be something different about you. Amen. You shouldn't look like the rest of the folks of the world. Jesus, when he prayed for us. He prayed in John 17. He said, Father, I'm not praying that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil or the evil one. Why? Because they are different. Those that are in me, those that belong to me, they are different than the world. We're even told not to love the world and the things of the world. Because we are not of the world. We are of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that should be reflected in the way we act. It should be reflected in the way we conduct our lives. Can I get another amen on that?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. It should be reflected. Now, you don't have to turn there, but you probably know where it is because I've mentioned it a good bit. But in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, Jesus said the same thing we just read here in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, or always pray and not lose heart. And we just finished singing about victory. Amen. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to us. Amen. But you know, sometimes we don't want it bad enough. Hallelujah. You know what? If you was on one side of the PD River and you knew that there were $10 million in gold stashed on the other side of the river, you may not even know how to swim. But I can guarantee you one thing, you'll figure out a way to get to the other side. Are you listening? Anybody know what I'm talking about? If you couldn't swim at all, or if you knew that there were snakes and maybe alligators or whatever in the PD River, but there's $10 million on the other side of the river just sitting there, and you're thinking, dear Lord, $10 million, oh, what would that do for my life? Oh, but I can't swim. Or I'm afraid of the snakes. I'm afraid of the alligators. No. You may be afraid of the snakes and the alligators, but you'd get you a pen and a pad, and you begin to figure out how you're going to get across. And it may take you a month. It may take you 6 months. It may take you a year. But you would figure out how. This sister said, no, it'll take her a year. But you'll figure out how to get to the other side. Amen, man. I'd go back to the old times, man. I'd cut me a tree down, hollow that thing out, have me a little place in there to sit, make sure that log afloat, get me some oars, make me some, and I'd get on across the river, make sure I had enough space in my little boat to put my gold. Why would I do that? Because I'd want it bad enough. You understand what I'm saying? I want it bad enough. And that's what we have to want what God has for us. We got to want it. Amen. We got to want it enough to say, I'm going after it in the name of Jesus. Everything's not easy. There is resistance. Amen. Amen. How many of you work out either at home at the gym? Let me see your hand. Raise them high. Now, I know you're proud of that. Go ahead and raise them high. All righty. And now I don't work out at the gym. I'm just raising my hand just to get you to raise yours. y'all pray for me, okay? But raise your hands again. All right. Now, so you do some weight training, right? All right. All right. All right. Those of you that do weight training, how many of you have built a few muscles since you've been weight training? Let me see your hand. You got some muscles. All right. Amen. That's when I got to be good to my wife so she don't beat me up. All right. Let me tell you something. You didn't get those muscles without some resistance. See, it's called resistance training. Amen. It's called resistance training. You've got to have some resistance to build the muscles. And guess what? You work at it till you get, till you lift that weight. You may not be able to lift it at the beginning, but you keep working at it, and you're going to lift whatever amount that's your goal. Guess what? It doesn't happen overnight. Didn't happen overnight. But you know what? You stay with it.
Amen.
You stay with it. Now, Jesus Christ won the victory for us. Yes, there is resistance. The devil will resist you. But don't quit. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Stay with it. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on what God has given you. Lay hold on what Jesus Christ suffered and died for. Bless the name of the Lord. You still here? Amen. Praise God. And we covered this already, but you can jot it down. But Romans chapter 8. Matter of fact, go ahead and put Romans 8, 37 on the screen. I'm going to try to speed this up a little bit. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. We covered it 2 weeks ago, but listen, you see what it says there, 37 verse? Whatever challenge that you may have, listen to what it says. Yet in all, everybody say all.
All.
It didn't say some, it said all. Yet in all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. Why? Because we have someone who loved us, loves us. Amen. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us or loved us. Amen? So you got to know that you're more than a conqueror. Now, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, please. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, say he's talking to me. Finally, my brethren, be weak and anemic in the Lord. Be wimpy. Be a little crybaby. No, it doesn't say that. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Why would the Apostle Paul say be strong in the Lord? Because there's resistance. And again, you can compare it to resistance training. You got to be, in order to lift 100 pounds, you got to be stronger than 100 pounds. Amen. Can anybody in here lift 100 pounds? I'm not asking anybody to embarrass themselves. All right. We got one hand back there. Amen. 150? Two? 250? Three? Four fifty? Amen. Are you following me? Amen. If you're gonna lift 400 pounds, you got to be stronger than 400 pounds. And that's the reason every day, listen to me, every day of our lives, as we feed on the Word of God and as we hear the Word of God, guess what? We're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Glory to God. I'm so glad I can handle things today that I couldn't handle 30 years ago. Glory to God. And I'm sure you feel the same way. Because our faith grows, and it should be growing every day. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about our exceedingly growing faith. Amen. Is your faith growing?
Yes.
But in order for it to grow, it has to be fed. It has to be fed. And guess what? It has to be fed the right stuff, which is God's word. Amen. Now, we're talking about defeat all the time and always talking about negative things all the time. That's not going to help your faith. That's not going to help your faith. We need to say about ourselves what the word of God says about us. Amen. I'm listen to me. I'm determined to be what God says I am. Oh, let me say that again. I'm determined to be what God says I am. If the word of God says I've been made more than a conqueror, guess what? I call myself more than a conqueror. Amen. I'm not a weakling. I'm not anemic. I'm not a loser. It may not look like it all the time, but we don't live by looks. We don't live by feelings. We live by our faith. We live by what the Bible says. Is there at least one more amen out here? God, let God be true. And every man a liar. Amen. Let God be true in every negative circumstance a liar. Let God be true. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, you know, if you got a big knot on your body somewhere, beside your face somewhere. I'm not saying say that. Somebody said, ooh, you got a knot on your face. No, no, I don't have a knot there. No, 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 no. So you'd be lying. But you can say, yes, but I'm denying its right to stay there. Because it's trespassing on my body. Because by Jesus' stripes, I were healed. You hear me? You may be dealing with something right now, but you deny it its right to remain on your body. Do you know your body is precious? It is so precious that the Bible, well, God calls it a temple. A temple. Now, think about this for a moment. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. And the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? So it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But the Bible tells us, if you're born again, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. Think about this for a moment. God chose, think about it now, God chose your body and my body to be his temple. Think about that. Let that sink in for a moment. He chose our bodies to be his temple. He wanted down through the generations to dwell on the inside of mankind. What a privilege to walk around and say, I have God Almighty on the inside of me. Think about that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. I have, if you're saved, you have God Almighty, the one that created the heavens and the earth, the one that caused everything to exist. and remain. He's on the inside of me. He's on the inside of you if you're born again. Oh, what a privilege. And that's the reason our bodies are referred to as temples. Temples that houses God. Hallelujah. And He's God Almighty. He's everywhere present. Therefore, He can dwell on the inside of me, and He can dwell on the inside of you, and everyone that surrender their lives to Him, He will dwell on the inside of him, them. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all still here? Amen. I want you to turn again. We've been here, but we'll go back again. Psalm 27. 27th Psalm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Psalm, in the 27th Psalm, this is a Psalm David, verse 13, and 2 weeks ago we were here. He said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I wanted to come back here because I don't remember if I covered this 2 weeks ago. But I want us to notice something else. Now, David was dealing with some issues and dealing with some things. He had some resistance in life. And he said, I would have lost heart. I believe the King James, original King James says fainted, right? Okay. But the New King James Version said, I would have lost heart. He said, I would have lost heart. I would have given up. I would have given up on life. And I'm here to tell you, folks, listen to me. There are too many people giving up on life. Well, Pastor, I've been living like this for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Don't you give up. What you need now is some wisdom from God to find out what you're doing wrong. Amen. You hear what I said? Wisdom from God. Maybe you need to spend more time with Him. Talk to Him about your situation. Too many people giving up. Too many people putting guns to their heads and pulling the trigger and saying, I'm through with life. You have to understand something. Listen to me good. God gave you your life. Oh, and by the way, God didn't give you a miserable life. Satan caused your life to be miserable, if that's what you have. Jesus Himself said in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, that the thief comes. The thief is the devil. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Y'all listening to me? Listen, folks, we need to understand this. We need to understand what Jesus' ministry is all about and what the devil's ministry is all about. Jesus says, I've come to give you life. I've come to give you abundant life. I didn't come to give you a miserable life. Amen. I've come to give you joy. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. That's what he came for. But the devil came to make your life miserable. And you need to know the difference between the two. And we can get too focused on what's going on around us that we completely forget that Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So David says here in verse 27 that I would have lost heart. He says, I would have lost heart. I would have given up on life. I would have quit. I was thrown in the towel. Unless I had believed, listen to this, he's talking about his faith. Unless I had believed that I would see the what? Goodness of the Lord once I get to heaven. You see that? No, that's not what it said. Let me reread it and let me read it correctly. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm going to experience the goodness of the Lord while I'm here in the earth. Yes, I have heaven waiting on me. And oh, what a glorious time we're going to have when we get over there. But that is good. But let me tell you something. When we get over there, there will be no resistance. There'll be no resistance. David said, I believe. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord while I'm alive. While I'm alive in the land of the living. Y'all still here? Oh, glory to God. In the land of the living. In the land of the living. I'm going to witness the power of God working in my life. Ooh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And like I said earlier, God's on the inside of us. Give me 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 on the screen, please. Trying to speed this up a little bit. 1 John chapter 4. Okay. Listen to what it says here. You are of God, little children, say amen.
Amen.
And have overcome them, say amen.
Amen.
Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Ooh. Let me do a 1 foot dance right there. Don't mess with me, I might go 2 feet. Hallelujah. Get that down on the inside of you. We are of God, little children. I'm God's child. I belong to God. I don't belong to the devil. I don't belong to the world. I belong to the living God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. I'm of God, and I have overcome anything that the devil has out here, whether it looks like it or not. He made me more than a conqueror, whether it looks like it or not. He made me more than a conqueror, whether I feel like it or not. I've been made more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. And I'm going to enjoy the fruit of my conquest in the land of the living. Hallelujah. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you. If you're born again, go ahead and confess. He's on the inside of me. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Hallelujah. And he who's on the inside of me is greater than he who is in the world. Thank you, Jesus. God is greater. Now, I'm going to have to close. I didn't get into any new material, but we'll get there. But we got to know who we are, brothers and sisters. When you walk through these doors at the end of this service, don't just go back and live the way you used to. Know who you are in Christ Jesus Christ. Know who he has made you to be. Feed on his word that tells you who you are. You know, if you don't feed on, you know, because if all you do is watch TV, you know those folks on there going to tell you who you are or who they think you are. They're going to tell you no good, you're going to die, this going to happen to you and that going to happen to you. And guess what? Folks, believe it. We need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. And walk it out in our lives. What if I face a challenge in life? Put the word of God on it. Amen. Find scriptures that apply to your situation and feed on those verses. Feed on those verses. Let the word, rather than doubt and unbelief and fear and all that other junk, let the word of God flow out of your mouth. Be like David. I believe that I will see, in other words, the goodness of the Lord is going to manifest in my life in the land of the living. Hallelujah. You know, there's two ways to leave this earth, and I'm going to close with this. One way is to say, phew, Lord, I'm glad this is over. Didn't know if I was going to make it. So glad it's over. Or another way is to leave out of here praising God. You had victory while you were here, and you just transition right on over to the other side. You're going to walk right into heaven in victory. You're not going to collapse on the floor and say, oh, thank you, Jesus, I made it. No, you're going through the gate shouting, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory. I said glory. Give the Lord a shout of praise.